hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
And the lies and the double talk, folks, is all you're getting because they can't afford to tell you the truth. This is the second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 17th of April, 2007. I want to say once again here at the top of this hour, the Truckers Truck Out Rally. This is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. I talked to Abner Deathbridge today, and he's been talking to Teamsters members that are higher up on the food chain, and he's being told that, oh no, this is not going to take place. No, it ain't going to happen. No, it is going to happen. The 23rd, 24th, and 25th, in conjunction with fairs, hold their feet to the fire rally in Washington, D.C. From early morning until 5 p.m. each day, they're going to ring D.C. with trucks three deep, shut them off, and they're going to clog up that city at least from 8 to 5 every day for 3 days, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. In addition, all state capitals and all 48 CONUS here, the continental United States, they're going to be doing the same thing. And I'll tell you something, folks. I was talking to Teamsters members, and the lights are on, okay? The truckers are out there now talking about this. The CB radios are jammed with this from sea to shining sea in this country. A lot of people had heard Frosty Woolridge on Steve Summers' program on WLW that's heard at night in 38, 39 states here in this country. Frosty was up there talking about the North American Union, talking about this truck out rally, talking about what's going on. And I'd say at least 10 to 15% of the truckers I talked to Sunday had heard the program. So the word is out there. But there's still people out there that are being fed the lie that this is just rumor. Oh, it's not going to happen. Yes, it is happening. And this is what I want you to do. I know 32 kids got killed yesterday. I know that hate crimes legislation is sitting there waiting to be voted on. I know the assault weapons ban is getting ready to be voted on. But I do know this, that there's something that you can do right now to stop the North American Union from happening, and the truckers are there. They've been telling me, thank God we were waiting for somebody to come up with something, because we see the handwriting on the wall. We know that our jobs are going to be taken by people that will take less pay. And as I said, to these illegals that are going to be legalized in this country, that are going to be given driver's licenses, they're going to be manning these trucks on America's highways, are going to be working for one hell of a lot less than these truckers have been fighting all these years to maintain a standard of living. Not only that, what else is cooking here on the front, home front here? ConocoPhillips has called for a federal global warming emissions cap. Now, this is part of the propaganda campaign that you saw Al Gore. You know, he's getting accolades on the controlled media. Oh, what a wonderful documentary, Mr. Gore, that you made. The Rush Limbaughs of this planet going, oh, yes, the world's scientists, 90% of them agree that global warming is real. Horse pucky. Here's what they're after. Now, this propaganda campaign that was kicked off at the Academy Awards, Al Gore is looking for a Nobel Prize. He was tutored by his father, Senator Gore, and Armin Hammer, which, by the way, Armin Hammer, that cute little arm that you see on the baking soda box, this son of a bugger was a Soviet spy. Thank you, Mr. Gore, for your well-placed money. And there's going to be a gallon tax of a dollar. I'll tell you more about this afterwards. Folks, the truckers know this is going on. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. We have both of the flyers up there. Take one or both of them. Go to your truck stops. Pass this out. Let's get this thing on down the highway.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
ConocoPhillips is joining the U.S. Climate Action Partnership. What a cute little name that is. A group of corporations that have called for a U.S. emissions cap. Now, what this is all about is a carbon tax, ladies and gentlemen. A dollar tax on each gallon of gasoline would tremendously, and diesel, by the way, would tremendously lower the American standard of living, especially for the poor and lower middle class, but it would go a long way to wiping out our deficit. Dear readers, this is what it is all about. And on the website, SaveAmericaFund.org, I was just handed this. The word from Fred McLucky, that reminds me of the dog that you see the picture, has one eye, one ear gone, one leg. I lost my dog looking for Lucky. Fred McLucky from the Legal Affairs Department of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Unions in Mexico, D.C., told me today, my producer, I heard him through the glass window here, laughing, told me today that although they don't want Mexican truckers in America, they do want amnesty for all the illegals here in America. He was told that you can't have it both ways. It told him that we will stab every Teamster member in the back with this type of lying double talk. All 1.7 million of you out there giving your lives to this country by what you do supplying America. You Teamsters members out there, call Fred McLucky at the D.C. number. Are you ready to write? Always have pen and paper in hand when you're listening to this program, folks. 202-624-6800. Let them know. You can't have it both ways. It's us or them. Either you protect America and America jobs, and American jobs, rather, or you stab America in the back and sell out the U.S. truckers. Folks, these unions are in the business of selling out the U.S. worker. Haven't you noticed yet? And do the Teamsters care if these Mexicans are paying dues where Americans used to be paying the dues? It doesn't matter to them. They're going to still negotiate the contracts with the U.S. manufacturers to haul their goods. It doesn't matter who's jamming the gears in the cabs in these trucks across America. That's why they want the amnesty. They know exactly. The handwriting's on the wheel, on the wall. Did I say the wheel? I said the wheel. Well, it's on the wheel, too. It's there. You can't have it both ways. You know, these truckers that I was talking to, you know, they know what's going on. I said, you've been paying attention to the lying press continually with this mantra that there's, oh, there's 10, 11 million illegals in this country. You know, they're good people. They just want citizenship. The IRS came out today and says, well, we don't care what their status is. They're paying taxes, and that's what we're about. As long as they pay taxes, that's fine with us. See, everybody's in on the fix, ladies and gentlemen, the balkanization of America. And these truckers understood. When I told them, I said, look, the news keeps telling you there's only 10, 11 million people in this country. Hey, it's no big deal. We're a big country. Oh, they're just here to do jobs Americans don't want to do. And when I told them about the housing markets, all the skilled trade people, all you carpenters out there, all you plumbers, all you electricians, all you people that are out of work now because you've been replaced by what? That's right, the illegals getting the jobs here in America. And the truckers are targeted next. I want you to call Mr. McLucky, old Freddy boy over there in Washington, D.C., at 202-624-6800. Tell them you know what they're up to. And you know what? You might even suggest to them it's time for a change in the Teamsters Union membership, the hierarchy. Get rid of the president and vice president. This ain't your Teamsters of years ago, ladies and gentlemen. They're in on the fix, and they don't give a damn or a hoot about their membership out there. Not any more than the president of the UAW cared about American jobs in the union, in the unionized shops, in the auto industry in this country. They were in on the fix from the very beginning, and they were told to negotiate, or you'll be cut out. We'll bust up your unions. We'll do whatever we have to do. Play ball with us. Save your jobs. We'll still have a few jobs left. Don't worry. You'll still get your dues. Don't worry. But the fix was in with the UAW as well as it is with the Teamsters. It's fight or flight right now, folks. And I'm here to tell you, there ain't no place to run to. We are literally in a fight for our country, our jobs, our future. And I don't want to hear any more excuses. You ain't got no more excuses because there ain't no place to go. You're here. You're stuck. You're stuck with it. So make it better. Do it now. Don't wait. You've been waiting too damn long. If you don't know what else to do, you think you're powerless out there, do what I said. Go to republicbroadcasting.org or go to saveamericafund.org. Download these flyers, print some up, go down to your local truck stop and engage these people. These people, they were happy that I was talking to them. They were happy that somebody was out there helping to organize something. It was a relief to them. Many of these guys said, thank God something's being done. I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm just informing you about it. Now the ball is in your hands. Tell your fellow truckers. And to the man, when they left that truck stop, those CBs were blaring. And it went north and south on 35, east and west. They were all over the country. There were tags there from every state in this union, ladies and gentlemen. It is happening now. Get them all on board. Let's put a stop to this crap now. You can do it. You don't have to be a truck driver. You don't have to be a member of the Teamsters. You're just a concerned fellow American. They're going to help these guys save their jobs. It's already been primed. They're waiting for your information. Get your ass out there now. Now. No more excuses. You know how fast we're losing this country. We've been sitting here telling you about it every single day of your life. Every day that you had the courage to tune into this program, and I know to hear more bad news. Now it's solution time. Are you going to be part of the problem, the continuing problem? Are you going to be part of the solution? Let's engage this enemy. Let's smack him right in the face, because God knows they need it and they deserve it. There's my Rush Limbaugh imitation for the day. Yeah, call up Fred McLucky, 202-624-6800. Burn this creep's phone off the hook. They're all for amnesty. What is that telling you? You better pull that mic up or you're going to sound like you're shouting in a rain barrel.
Howdy.
Well, the producer's got to turn the mic up first.
Oh.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Howdy.
Howdy.
Michael Herzog here with you.
Sitting in studio with me. Michael, we've been talking today. I'd say the handwriting's pretty well on the wall.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
You know, I'm sitting here. Oh, I guess we're forced to talk about Virginia Tech. And the way they made it sound initially with the school shooting down there, I almost got the impression that it was Al-Qaeda. I heard some inferences that it might be people of Middle Eastern descent. Now, it turns out it's some South Korean that came into this country, I think, back in, what was it, 1986 or 89?
Well, you have the advantage over me, John, because, as you know, I threw my TV out. And so I haven't been privy to the mainstream propaganda that's being spewed. The only thing that I get is what I read on Alternative or around the world. Yes, he is a South Korean guy. My take on it, and on my program today, I went down the Primrose Path and reminded my listeners of certain instances that happened coincidentally just before they slammed legislation through, for example, the Oklahoma City bombing. And the legislation, the Omnibus Terrorist Act.
The Omnibus Crime Package that was, it took months to formulate, but just days after the Oklahoma City bombing, magically it showed up. It was voted on by our Congress critters, and away we went.
It's the same modus operandi that is used time and time and time again. And as I said to my listeners today, prior to me being awake and knowing what's going on, I would have been, you know, sheltered like the rest of the dumbed-down American public. But as soon as I saw that on, well, in the office here on CNN, as soon as I saw that yesterday, I said, there's a false flag operation. And what it's for? It's for the hate crimes legislation to be slammed through, and also the assault ban weapon bill that's been put in, I think it was February 17th, that Congressman McCarthy introduced it, that's sitting there not doing anything. And I'll guarantee you that's going to be right up, right on the table, and right in their face by the first part of next week.
Well, and on that subject, well, tomorrow you got Ted Pike on.
Yes.
And I was going to have him on the program, but folks, just tune in a little bit earlier to Michael Herzog's program, because he's on for the 2 hours before my 2 hours, 4 to 6. You're on from 2 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday. You're going to have Ted Pike on the air tomorrow, but we'll give you a little hint here. On April 12th, the Senate version of the federal hate crimes bill was introduced by Senator Kennedy and Smith. God, there's the old Alki. You know, he's three times the size as both of his brothers put together, but he didn't have half the heart that his brothers had.
He's been bought off.
Well, I was going to say something, but I'll keep it nice today.
Okay.
The Kennedy and Smith deal here was put into the U.S. Senate Committee for on the Judiciary, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, S-1105. Now, folks, what have you heard? And I'll give you a classic example on this, Michael. The Rosie O'Donnell deal.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie O'Donnell is coming out talking about 9/11.
Right.
Charlie Sheen before,
mm-hmm.
listening to Alex Jones, okay? Sheen heard him talking. Sheen had a conscience. Sheen spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Sheen was lambasted. Not as bad as Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell comes out, oh, we seem to have a pattern going on here. So let's shut these critters down. What was our illustrious guy, Mr. O'Reilly, on Fox News saying, ladies and gentlemen? We've got to stop this hate talk. This is hate. Hate, 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 hate. But this virulent son of a gun can get up there and spout anything he wants to against anybody, and that's not hateful. That's love coming
John,
from Mr. O'Reilly.
John, war is peace, black is white with O'Reilly. He's the hater.
We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Bill being introduced back in the Senate, folks. They're not going to go away on this one. And I will urge you once again tomorrow. Michael, when's he going to be on, first or second hour?
Who, Ted?
Yeah.
Maybe both hours. Okay. I know he's coming up at the first hour. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's really amazing about this guy? I mean, he's a reverend. He's an ordained minister.
Right.
He has taken this thing almost single-handedly. You people out there. And I'm not going to beat you up too bad. Just let me beat you up for a minute here. But here is a preacher that said, you know what? I know where this hate crime stuff is going. He watched it. He tracked it. He stood up and he said, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. This guy, Michael, almost single-handedly with this whole program, this whole process that he's been going on, he's been on radio stations across this country. And even some of the very tight-lipped evangelicals out there have been lending an ear to this guy,
mm-hmm.
because they know what this means. And folks, again, don't sit there and tell me that I'm just one person and there's nothing I can do. Where is your heart? Where is your drive? Where is your convictions? Where are they? One man can't do anything? My wife and I went down and talked to over 200 truckers Sunday. It only took about 4 hours. It was a great day, had a good time, talked to a lot of good people. And these people were damn glad that we were there. These people are waiting for you. There is plethoras of groups and people out there waiting to hear from you people. But you've sat on the sidelines silent for too long. And quite frankly, you want one thing that just drives me absolutely insane. It's people sitting by and doing absolutely nothing. Sitting there licking their little wounds.
Complaining.
Complaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got one guy who calls from Massachusetts all the time. You talk to me about him today. Telling me, oh, you people, all you do is talk. You
Delaware.
Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, do you have to mention the state will probably call
Sorry.
Him today? All right. But anyhow, and partially he was right. You know, admonishing people, you know, all you people do is talk. Well, that's what we do. You know, you have to, that's a form of communications. You know, I don't do that. I use my mouth to communicate ideas. That's what we ought. The most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, behind a good idea is being able to express it, to tell people about it. And too many people, and I guess I've been beating them up more than a minute here, but it has to be said. Too many people for too long have been doing absolutely nothing except sitting back and bitching and complaining. And they have not been part of the solution. They've been part of the problem. You're just a lump of flesh out there, folks, if you're not engaged, if you're not fighting this enemy. And take your pick. Congratulations. You're surrounded. You know what that tells me? Any way you turn, you're in a target-rich environment. Take your damn pick. I don't care if it's on guns. Here's a nice little ditty we got here.
Oh, yeah.
H.R. 1022. Remember the assault weapons ban under Bill Clinton? It's back with a vengeance, baby, in a controlled House and Senate. Now, what do you think's going to happen with this one? And you know what they're after? Well, let's go down the little list here. And we'll get to your calls here. Callers, hang on. We'll get to your calls. This is the Assault Weapons Ban and Law Enforcement Protection Act of 2007. Introduced by Mrs. McCarthy of New York. McCarthy, isn't that ironic? To reauthorize the assault weapons ban and for other purposes. What are they after? Well, let's get on the short list here. They're after the AKs, the AKMs, the AKSs, the AK-47s, the AK-74s, the MAC-90s.
Anything with a clip with more than 10 bullets in it.
The AR-15 Bushmaster, the Armalite M15, the AR-70, the Calico Liberty, the Dragunov, which they misspelled, by the way, sniper rifle, the FNFALs, the Fabrique Nationale, High Point Carbines, HK-91s, M1 Carbines, SKSs with detachable magazines, Sturm Ruger, Mini 14s. All you people thought that that was a nice little rifle to buy for your wife because it doesn't have too much of a kick and spit out a lot of bullets. They pass this. Guess what? It's history. It's not even going to be worth its melt value. Of course, the Uzi is in there, and the Uzi Sporter. I wished I had an Uzi. As a matter of fact, I wished I had a Barrett. I just have the Navy SEAL backpack 50 cal, one shot at a time, but it's good to reach out and touch it about three-quarters of a mile. Eh, no big deal. The Calico M110, the MAC-10, the MAC-11. The Tech-9, the Tech-DC-9, and it goes on and on and on. It's back. Now, let me ask you a question, folks. Do you think what happened at Virginia Tech yesterday is not going to be the springboard for this wonderful reauthorization of the assault weapon ban? Any guesses?
You left out the pistol.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any pistol with over a 10-shot clip, which will eliminate, what, a Ruger, eliminate a Beretta, I believe, eliminate,
yeah.
I mean, it's all of them. They're gone. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're riding shotgun here. At any rate, let's go to the phones here. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
The Teamsters put out a magazine, and I've read it. There's a substantial parts of it are in Spanish.
See,
most of the membership of the Teamsters is no longer involved in trucking, and they are strictly opposed to verification of immigration status for their membership.
Hold on one second. We got to take this break, caller. The lines are wide open here for the balance of the program, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into also H.R. 808, which has been mysteriously pulled off of thomasloc.gov. I'll tell you what it is. Cabinet level, New World Order.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You need to remove the article saying IMUS was going to expose 9/11 and was a hoax. This damages RBN's credibility. Well, a little worried about that. First off, the article that did appear in Pravda, the English version, says in a clear sign of its intent to rein in dissident American media personalities. Actually, what this is, the firing of IMUS. You think this was an accident? I hope you don't listen to Bill O'Reilly. Do you think this was an accident and IMUS got fired for making the statement of nappy-headed hoe? Have you heard Howard Stern? I guess as long as you're talking about human genitalia and all the different ways that you can experiment with it, that's okay. You know, but you make a comment on air. And I don't think that Don Imus, and he wasn't really that big. And I couldn't understand this, Michael. He was on MSNBC in the mornings, I think, for what, 4 hours?
I never listened to him, but
he's only got 70 radio stations out there. Derry Brownfield on this network has an equal amount.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was such a big deal, Don Imus. Well, at any rate, the guy did a radio program. He was on radio stations. He was on TV. But the Bill O'Reilly and the crews out there, the Sean Hannitys, are going after this guy. Oh, this is hateful. This is hate speech. Nappy-headed hoe. Let me ask you something, Mr. and Mrs. America. Have you been listening to your children's recordings? Have you been listening to the rap clap trap that they've been listening to? And where's all the feminist movements out there? Where's the Helen Gurley Browns of today decrying the fact that this is debasing toward women? You don't hear anything from them, do you? Porn is rampant on the net. What was the phraseology they used to use before? Well, this is demeaning towards women. Where are they at now? We're eyeball deep in pornography on the internet. Where are their voices? Oh, they're not there. They're silent. Well, at any rate, U.S. war leaders this past week launched an unprecedented attack upon one of their most politically connected, and that is true. This guy would do interviews that nobody else could get. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, which would never interview anybody. He'd just give you his opinion, what your opinion was going to be the next day for 3 hours, and never interviewed anybody. Radio host named Don Imus after his threats to release information relating to the September 11, 2001 attacks upon that country. According to European reports, and this is why it's on the website, sir, according to European reports of the events surrounding Don Imus that have gripped the United States this past week, it was during an interview with another American media personality, Tim Russert, who is the host of a television program frequently used by the U.S. war leaders, call it the Propaganda Channel, wherein, while decrying the state of care being given to American war wounded, stated, "So those bastards want to keep these boys," and this is in reference to the U.S. soldiers, so those bastards want to keep these boys secret. Let's see how they like it if I start talking about their, and being in reference to U.S. war leaders, let's start talking about their secrets starting with 9/11. That's what kicked this thing off. It wasn't the comment, the nappy-headed hoe. Okay? Get over it. We got blacks in this country who affectionately refer to each other as niggers. Okay? Nappy-headed hoe? My God. That's nothing. Why was Don Imus gone after? Not that Don Imus was anything that in our genre here, Michael, that was even anywhere close to anything that we have ever done, even on our worst day.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. And this, whoever this fellow was that sent the email in, you know, the nappy-headed hoe statement is nowhere near enough reason to get rid of somebody. But as you know, John, with all these people that are coming out, you know, in defense of 9/11,
Charlie Sheen,
all of these people are starting. It's at the tipping point. It's like you're on a roller coaster and you're at the top, just getting ready to go over. And these people, the controlled media, are so paranoid, and they knew. I mean, this is my opinion, but reading this out of Pravda, they knew that Imus knew, and they were afraid that he was going to go public, so they got rid of him.
Well, and this is an exercise. And again, what you do first off is you destroy a person's reputation. That's what was done to me in this network a couple of months ago, remember? How easy it is to spread lies about somebody, and first you do the attack. You discredit the person, which brings discredit upon what he's involved with. In other words, this network. I think it's a pretty damn good network, don't you, Michael?
I think it's an outstanding network, and it's getting better every day.
Every single day. And we're not going to stop. The only thing this has ever done to me is energize me after I got over being shocked. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about shock and awe? That definitely got me past my angry stage. But at any rate, what they're doing out there, and if you noticed, you attack the person. This is what Bill O'Reilly does. You attack the personages. You call them names. How many times have you watched these clowns attack people and call them just names? Not talk about, seriously talk about the subject matter. Pick it apart. Analyze it. Bring on people to discuss it.
They can't pick it apart and analyze it, John. They have no place to go. The only thing they have left is an ad hominem attack.
We got loaded phones here, and if we don't go to them, we'll never get these people on the program. But suffice it to say, folks, as I said earlier, the chute is now open. What's sliding down that chute is, well, what you grow mushrooms with in the dark, if you know what I mean. Capital S with a hit, and it's going to come at you fast and furious. There's no stopping these people now because, to a certain degree, not the degree that I would like to see, but we have been effective. Think about it, folks. No, you've not seen parades and banners going down Main Street in Little Town, USA, saying, hey, we're recapturing the Constitutional Republic. This has been a silent, not in your face, but passing of information. My only complaint has been that it's not been fast and hard enough, because we're slipping and we're going real, real fast. I mean, fast. Mach 3 with your hair on fire, fast. Let's go to the phones here. John, first up, John in California. Hello, John.
Hello there, John. Hello, Michael. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good,
good. Good. Say, John, a couple of quick points. I am very grateful to people like Frosty Wooldridge and this woman, Wanda, for her efforts on this SaveAmericaFund.org.
Yeah, Michael keeps mispronouncing her name. Her name and last name is actually Piety, Wanda Piety.
Well, people know who I mean when I say Wanda.
Yeah.
There aren't that many Wandas.
That's right.
Associated with our movement. So anyway, but the only thing I would be careful, but I went to their website last week while it was still under construction and not even complete at all. But what bothers me a little bit, John, I don't know if you noticed this, but there are side-by-side requests for donations for Ron Paul for president and Tom Tancredo for president.
Yeah, I know. I know. And
do I have to mention to your listeners? I know I don't have to mention it to you, John.
Yeah.
But to your listeners, that Tom Tancredo voted in favor of the very first Patriot Act, voted for every extension of the Patriot Act, voted for the second Patriot Act. Tom Tancredo also voted for the Military Commissions Act, as well as the John Warner Authorization Act. Tancredo's voted for every funding for this illegal, immoral war in the Middle East.
I understand that, but according to Wanda, and I'm going to have to lean on her real, real hard here, according to her, that and I've used this analogy before, and you've heard it a million times, at least a broken watch or a clock is right twice a day.
You've never heard that before.
Yeah, right. Never heard that before. Certainly not from me. But at any rate,
I have to shamefully admit I had to take a few minutes off from Republic Broadcast Network this morning. I had to go out for a cup of coffee. I was in my car, so I turned on Shill O'Reilly, and he was covering, of course, the Virginia Tech incident.
Right.
And of course, he was expressing his fair but balanced quote unquote opinion on gun laws. You know, which I would equate to having both feet planted firmly on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And he just got done making all his arguments, and then he said, as an example, look at what happened in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina. Our government had to go in there and remove guns from the bad guys, and this shows how well these ideas are necessary. We have to have some gun control. And I was beside myself.
Yeah.
But I wasn't beside myself for too long, because it wasn't more than 20 seconds later his next caller called in and very respectfully told him how wrong he was and how the gendarmes were using and bragging about how much larger their guns were and removing guns forcibly from people who were merely trying to protect their lives and their property.
It doesn't take too much to remove the glue that holds this little syncopat together. I mean, He runs out of arguments. That's why he always resorts to the name calling. And so Rush Limbaugh does the same thing. Rather than intelligently discuss and invite debate to hear the views calmly and rationally put forward, he just jumps into the screed of the name calling. That's why the worst I've ever gotten on this program, as far as calling names of anybody. I mean, sometimes I really get angry. But I do this very calmly and rationally. When
heard you get angry, no.
No, of course you haven't. and this is why I very calmly and rationally, and I will never change this, and I will never apologize for this, when I talk about Hillary being a cast-iron bitch. That's exactly what she is. She is probably the most dangerous woman in America.
Yes.
And they're setting her up to be president in 2008.
No, because cast iron's a little strong, John. She might have a strong constitution, John. But anyway, but you should have heard O'Reilly. He got very flustered, and he said, oh, that can't possibly be true. We'll have to go and research that, you know. And I hate to think the guy is lying about that, and hence the name Shill O'Reilly, but it's hard to believe that anyone could possibly be that ignorant and, you know, I can understand ignorance and on a public airwaves like that, but I can't understand how someone could possibly not would know that and yet still put out that type of untruth.
That's what he's paid to do.
Yeah,
if he changed his tune on any one of the subjects that this guy talks about, he would not be employed tomorrow. This is a pretty guy. You know, you don't have to be pretty behind a microphone and a radio.
But you would think that he would steer away from things that are so blatantly false.
No, here's the problem. They're running out of real estate. They're in the corner, and they're forced to do this. There's no more wiggle room. They've got to show who they are, their true colors.
John, when you're right, you're right.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, John.
Okay, you bet. Bye.
Appreciate it. Mary in Arkansas. Hello, Mary.
Hey there, Mr. Stadmiller.
Hi.
Marianne, thank you very much, and also Michael. And the only thing y'all are missing is Don Nikoloff, and you'd have a good three-way roundtable going.
I tell that to John once in a while, Marianne.
I tell you, it'd be great. Now I just wanted to say.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to straighten around Pete McCandless here on this deal about the income tax, but I'm working on it.
Well, get Amos in there. He needs a spot now.
Yeah. What if we found out that Imus is really a better guy than what he's been on radio and television?
I'd be willing to bet money on it. I've read some good things about him in the last few days, actually. I never heard his name before 3 or 4 days ago. But I wanted to say, now, I've called 3 trucking companies in Arkansas today. Some of us need to get on some horns. That's all I can say. We just need to spread the word, and I'm going to do my very best, all right?
Well, I appreciate that. And I know in your neck of the woods you probably have a truck stop there, don't you?
Hey, we've got some mighty fine trucking companies that go all over the country right here out of Arkansas. Arkansas is a mighty fine state if you can get rid of a few little things that I will not mention on air. Now, but I did want to mention, now, Wanda Piety is going to be on a network tomorrow for 1 hour at 11 o'clock a.m.
Greg Zizmansky's show.
No. Well, she may be on there, too, but this is at 11 o'clock with Drew Raines, and he's got a website, and people can get information at his website. She'll be on there for 1 hour. It is A Marines Disquisition.
Alrighty.
.com. And he's going to make available a couple of spots, like at 11:05 and 11:35, for a speaker from the trucking industry to have a voice. So if someone would want to make contact with Michael, I'll tell you, I'll just put him in touch with Michael, if that's all right with him, and I'll give him, Don's got my number. Anyway, we'll make a spot for some of the people from the trucking industry so that they can give their viewpoints.
All right.
All right.
Are you going to download those flyers that are available, make some copies, and pass them out?
We'll make sure we're represented, all right?
All right.
Now, and I want
to... Why do I have no trouble believing this woman?
Hey, and I want to tell you something, too. Today on Jerry Brownfield's show, Steve Shank called in, and he made a suggestion I really liked. He said, you know, a lot of people are going to be coming out now because of this event yesterday and be against gun control, but why can't we just make it sort of required behavior that teachers and all A student, you know, seniors are required to be armed unless they're opposed to it, but have, you know, gun classes and have them with that protection on them, and we'll eliminate this problem at schools.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I thank you for your call, Mary. I got to roll on here. I got more callers here than I think lines available. All right. Hey, let us keep us informed on how that's going up there with the trucking companies and the truck stops. Would you please?
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, Mary. Uh-huh. Mr. Produce, you did it. You're depending on my memory here, okay? At any rate, thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. Point I wanted to make here. If you don't think gun control is something that you aim at and hit with what you're aiming at, okay, that's gun control to me. If you noticed, and take a look at the FBI crime statistics, specifically on carjackings, which was happening in any city, USA, what happened was the states started adopting, and I was against this, but at least it's better than a pea shooter or nothing at all, the concealed weapon carry permits. A lot of states put that on. Many people went and got their concealed weapon carry permits. Guess what happened to carjackings?
They died.
They died.
Gone.
Because the little criminals, rather than being a good criminal, learning how to get into a car the usual way by, you know, using a jimmy stick or whatever, more sophisticated means. No, they just come up to you, point a gun in your face, and say, give me your car and your money. Mm-hmm. That stopped because the criminals got the idea that the people, they didn't know who out there running around in the streets in their cars were armed. Ah, you see the effect? Same thing about Virginia Tech. By the way, that's a big anti-gun school down there. Well, I hope they're not anti-gun now. And a few students or teachers in that school that were carrying concealed weapons, God give me a chance to take somebody like that out. I'll do it in New York second. We can't depend on law enforcement any more than we can depend on the FedGov for things like Katrina, any more than we can depend on the police. These people, and just demonstrated to you yesterday, they show up sometime between death and rigor mortis. In this case, it was rigor mortis time. Showing up in their SWAT outfits. And it took them how many hours to get the situation under control? Come on, folks. Criminals don't like people that are armed that can shoot straight. That is a fact. But what you're going to be hearing real soon is you're going to be hearing more about the assault weapons ban. You're going to be hearing more about pistols with magazine capacities. They are going to do this. We've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. We backed them off for a long time, but congratulations, they now have their excuse to push forward with a vengeance. That's why you saw Fox News and CNN in their intro and outro segments playing music. Did you hear the music? Oh, this mournful, sorrowful music, these poor kids. I don't envy these 32 kids. I said to my 16-year-old, I said, what'd you think about that? He said, that was absolutely horrible. I said, keep this in mind. Of all the babies we've butchered in Iraq and all the babies that have died because of depleted uranium, all the people over there that they didn't even have a chance to breathe their first breath of air because they were dead on arrival. Think about that. That struck a chord with them. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got to roll these. Ron in Oklahoma. Hello, Ron.
John, AP is reporting an uproar in Germany over the release of a German Army training film which shows the Army instructor inciting his recruits to shoot and kill American blacks in New York City. I didn't realize there was a New York City with American blacks in it in Germany.
But I'll tell you what, the Mexican gangs have been eliminating blacks across the country, and especially in L.A., at record numbers, and you're not hearing that on the news either.
I know, but what are the Germans doing in New York City? Is it these conspiracy theorists who've been talking about U.N. troops invading the U.S. when the economy collapsed? Maybe there's something to it.
Well, let's go back to Cooperative Nugget 95 when we had General Shekoslavili standing on the parade ground in front of troops from all over the world proclaiming to the people in attendance that here is your army of the New World Order. And what we saw down there that was snuck out of there was U.N. people with their U.N. berets and patches on, the British Special Air Services, doing house-to-house searches and seizures. But it wasn't just seizures, total kill option. Anything that moved once they went through the front door was dead. They've been building this for a long time, and let's not forget that the Luftwaffe, these wonderful German flyers, have been in this country for how many years now? The stage has been set. The excuse has not yet been given. But it will, and it's going to happen fast.
Your listeners should be able to go to newsok.com, Daily Oklahoman, yesterday, April 16th, 07, and find that article.
All right. If you could you email that over to me?
I'll see if I can't find another one. I mailed my copy to Jack McClan.
Okay.
He can get it to you. If I can get it to you,
please do, because Jack's up to his eyeballs, and he's almost a one-man band out there.
What's your address?
1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
78664. If correct. I can get one, I'll get you.
Please do. I want to see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it, John. John in Florida. Ron, John in Florida. Moving too quick here.
Yesterday I felt that was like a staged event, I swear to God. And we're going to probably see another one before they do vote on the assault weapons ban. And you ought to try to get Imus on as a guest at least one time. And I'm going to hang up and let other people get on.
Appreciate it. There's a thought. Wonder if Don Imus, wonder if the deal
well,
hasn't been struck.
I suggested that to you yesterday because Chris gave me...
8664.
and get one, I'll get you.
Please do. I want to see it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting this back from somebody's computer. You got a line open somewhere. Ron in Oklahoma is gone. John in Florida is gone. Deborah in Louisiana is up next. Hello, Deborah. Deborah.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I agree with everything that you all were saying. And those black SOBs were here in New Orleans also, those German soldiers, okay? Now, for Katrina, I just got an email from Citizens for Legit Government, articles of impeachment to be filed on Cheney. I just emailed you a copy. April 17th, Dennis Kucinich, Democrat, Ohio, declared in a letter sent to his Democratic House colleagues this morning that he plans to file articles of impeachment against Vice President Dick Cheney.
And I'll tell you the reason why they're doing that right now, because I didn't even have a chance to go through this H.R. 808 that Mr. Kucinich for himself and Mr. Abercrombie, along with about half the Democrats in Washington, D.C., they're trying to set up cabinet level. They're already prepping for next year because they already know a Democrat's going to be in there. They're already prepping for a cabinet-level position, and this thing is going to make anything that these critters have done to us so far look like baby pablum, and I don't have the time to cover this. I'm going to cover it tomorrow in depth.
Deborah, well, good. I'll be listening.
All right, Deborah, thank you for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go to Jeff in New Mexico. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, taxpayers and inflation sufferers seem to be getting the raw deal, paying for all these security spies, concentrating on the wrong potential gun crime, gun owners. Bush is the failure CEO of America Incorporated.
No, he's very successful. Let's not misunderstand this. He's been very successful as a president doing his job. But the problem is, it's not what the American people perceive a president's job as being. He's been very, very good at what he's been doing. He's been doing exactly what he has been told to do.
Yeah, he's a success as a greedy criminal, maybe a sadistic.
Worse than that. Way worse than that. You know, like I said earlier, there's a reason why Wolfowitz went to his inside cabinet level to the World Bank. He's the one that helped start the money expenditures and the massive amounts of money that the United States is pouring into this unconscionable, illegal, and unconstitutional war in the Middle East. That was his payoff. He gets the presidency of the World Bank.
Do you ever read anything about Indian Wars, the American Indian Wars with the U.S. Army?
Yeah.
Because General George Crook, in the Indian Wars, he opposed General Sheridan wanting to take guns away from all Indians, whereas Crook, who knew the Indians more personally, said you can't take away guns from good Indians, you know, because Crook was in the field and knew better than bureaucratic Sheridan concerning who were the trustworthy Indians. And I think Americans need to look back further in history and to see who the good Americans were.
The past is just prologue, I think you're saying. Hey, thanks for your call. Real quickly, I got about 30 seconds here. Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you if you could try to keep the name of Rick Gidney and the guy who's the guy who shot down the flight over North Carolina or wherever was that, and the aviation guy who ripped up all the paperwork and all the tapes, you know, when 9/11 happened. And
you're talking about the report from Colonel Don de Grand Prix on Rick Gidney?
Right. Because there's a lady trying to get a special prosecution and grand jury going. Her name is Betty in Austin. You know about her.
Okay.
I think names like that should be the first to come up. I think they're star witnesses. What
All
do
right.
you think?
Richard, we're out of time. I was just
going to say the only thing I could suggest you do is Google it.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
With